SBS Radio.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state's borders could remain closed until September. That hasn't gone down well in the state's far north. Tourism Port Douglas Daintree represents the industry in tropical North Queensland. The organisation's CEO, Tara Bennett, says that timeline isn't feasible.
It was a kick in the stomach. I think the roadmap that we received 10 days ago gave us a really good action plan ahead and a lot of hope. However, the announcement that borders may not reopen until September is absolutely devastating.
The Queensland government pledged an extra $50 million to support the sector. But Bennett says that will make little difference. It comes ahead of the region's peak season for travellers.
The feeling is that September will be too little too late for many businesses. They just won't have enough time to try and build up their cash reserves to get through our slower period, which is the tropical summer.
But Ms. Palaszczuk is standing by her decision.
We have to be measured. We have to be responsible. We have to listen to the health advice. So for people out there that want to criticise the decisions that we are making, I say to you, I make no apologies for protecting the health of Queenslanders. I will always put the health of families first.
Once leisure travel resumes, Queensland will be the most popular destination, according to a survey of 1,500 Australians. The CEO of Australia's Transport and Tourism Forum, Margie Osmond, says interstate travel will help the sector recover.
We know across the board nationally the industry's losing something like nearly $10 billion a month, and there will be well over 400,000 jobs lost.
Western Australia says its borders will remain shut until the end of winter, while quarantine measures are set to remain in place in South Australia, Tasmania and the Northern Territory. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.